You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to another episode of Drunken Confessions, a show for the bold and the brave, the drunk and the seasoned, where you tell stories your best friends already know, you may not want your family to ever hear, but always makes for a great conversation. Raise a glass or more, we don't judge, every week for Drunken Confessions.
Babble, 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 babble.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Drunken Confessions, episode 54?
Yep.
Woo! Hi, for anyone watching for the first time, I am your spirit guide, Cass.
I am your host, Amy.
I'm just Dave, the guy with the bar they can't get rid of.
All right.
Dave.
That sums it up. Unfortunately, we're missing Stephanie and Jeremy tonight.
Yes. Feels kind of empty.
I know. I guess.
So just saying, guess the weather gets nicer outside and suddenly people can't make it. I'm just noticing a correlation there.
It could be. Could very well be.
It could be. Husband tried to go for a motorcycle ride today and I had to go rescue him because it broke down. So he is not a happy camper.
Oh, rah-rah.
Yeah, but he figured it out. Some, I don't know. He talks mechanic. When he talks mechanic, I'm like, I hear Charlie Brown.
I know the thing
that goes from the battery to the alternator is blown. That's what I know.
Okay. That I guess that sounds bad. That sounds like it shouldn't be usually blowing is good, but in that context, it sounds bad. So
in some cases, yeah. Some cases, no.
Yeah.
So how is everyone's week so far?
Shitty. Shit-tastic. Shitty. Shitty, shitty, bang, bang. Shitty,
shitty. I will second that, Dave. You're not alone on that. I swear it's a freaking full moon this week.
It is.
Everything is going wrong.
Not till Friday, though.
Well, it's lingering all week. Just like 2020 is lingering for like 5 years, it feels like.
Yeah, I feel like April was like 8 weeks, and then May was like 3 months, and this first week of June has been like a year already. Like it's crazy. It's
just one thing after another. It's just Billy Mae Hayes this year. But wait,
There's more.
I know.
Now, how much would you pay?
I know. What are you going to do, though?
I just need someone to get bingo on their apocalypse bingo card so we can get this game over with.
Right?
Right?
Stop it. Just stop.
Somebody yell bingo.
Yeah, because, I mean, now you got earthquakes going on underneath the Yellowstone National Park, where there's a super volcano.
Isn't there a meteorite coming at us?
You got a handful of asteroids that are doing a flyby the Earth over the next 3 days. Yeah.
Wasn't it predicted that Yellowstone's volcano was going to erupt in 2020?
Oh, it's like apparently like hundreds of years overdue. It's due for a
Oh, okay. Then this is the year it'll happen.
Of course, I'm convinced the Mayan that invented the calendar was dyslexic and he meant 2021, not 2012. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen. All right. Well, I'm gonna drink two shitty weeks, but good friends.
Two shitty weeks, but yay, it's podcast night, and you're with Drunken Confessions. So
it's hump day.
At least you're going to get an hour of relief and laughter and fun.
Or 45 minutes.
Or 45 minutes of us bitching and not knowing what we're doing.
It's happened more than once.
Little column A, little column B,
yeah. All right.
We shall see.
Yeah. So. An agenda for tonight. Do we have an agenda?
We have a small agenda. Amy went back to work. So
we said
I didn't have time to actually type out an outline and all that because unlike you, Cass, I have been at home for 2.5 months not doing anything, and getting back into a work routine is a little harder than I thought it was going to be. So by next week, I'll have my shit back together and be
that's
in the
what
flow.
You say.
That's, we'll that, see. That's a great we'll theory. See. That's an amazing theory. That's
Until the next catastrophe happens next week, and then I'm out.
Right.
Right.
Remember, as I said, remember, doesn't it seem like that Tiger King shit was like 3 years ago?
It really does.
Yeah, that was the end of March, beginning of April. Right. That was
but yeah. Kind of funny.
Whoa. What's really funny is that you brought that up is that is what's on the agenda. We wanted to talk. The first thing we were going to talk about is the best and worst things that you binge watched during this COVID and chaos and everything else.
Yeah, and it was so funny because Tiger King was mine and you just brought it up. It's like you have some kind of weird psychic thing going on with our show, Dave.
I mean, psychic, psychotic, tomato.
It's kind of creepy. And I sometimes almost wonder if you like eavesdrop on Amy and I's conversations.
You know, did you plant a bug in my house somewhere last time you were here?
I went to the Jeffrey Epstein School of House Design, so there are cameras everywhere. That's yeah.
Because I'm like every time we talk about something, Dave brings it up unknowingly.
It's a true story, man.
Quinky dink.
Kind of weird.
But no, I would agree with you. Tiger King's way up there on the list. I think you know most of
best
America.
Or worst. Mine's kind of both. A little column A,
and little column B. I mean, it was almost like a train wreck that I couldn't stop watching, and knowing that I shouldn't have contributed to watching it, but
it's like it's the train wreck that you thought the wreck was about finished, and then another curve came, and the train rolled again.
Yeah,
and then they did like the follow up.
Yeah, there was the reunion episode. Yeah, that was entertaining.
They had the best memes ever.
I mean, well, and honestly, like that's the thing. I mean, because that hit like right after the lockdown started, like right about 2 or 3 weeks into it, and so literally the timing could not have been any better. America was bored as shit.
Right.
We needed something to do, so having a set of 7 episodes drop like that was just brilliance on Netflix. Even if it was accidental, it was brilliant on Netflix's part.
That's what made the show more than anything else was the lockdown.
Oh yeah, but oh my god, the memes that came out of that, and there are literally thousands of them, are just gold. Like they're just things of beauty.
Fair, they definitely are. So, do you have like outside of Tiger King, do you have like a best and worst that you've binge watched?
Honestly, the one I just did, which is Filthy Rich, the documentary about Jeffrey Epstein. That is, it's the best because you're like, holy shit, there's a lot of information here. And also because it gives, some of his victims a voice, which they've kind of been denied up until now. It is the worst because you literally feel like you need to just boil your skin off after you're done watching it. It is creepy as all hell what that guy got away with for so long.
Yeah, that's kind of why I don't want to watch it.
Well, and by so long,
I started watching it. We got about 40 minutes into it, but then I noticed what time it was and I had to turn it off so I could go to bed.
Right.
So we will continue to watch it, but I haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. And it's, you know, my joke at the beginning, I mean, one of the things they show you is like literally in his townhouse and townhouse is hilarious, as a description, cause it's a $40 million, house in Manhattan that he had, literally every square inch of that thing was covered by video. And that includes, you know, bedrooms, bathrooms, showers, hallways, everything. And so it just makes you wonder who all did that MFR have on videotape doing what, and that's why he got away with shit for so long.
Oh, yeah.
And probably also why he ultimately wound up
right killing himself.
Yeah, killing himself.
So my best and worst is The Sopranos, because I absolutely loved it. It's the very first time I've ever watched it. That's right.
Yeah, you've never seen it before. Yeah.
I've never seen it. And it's kind of funny because they also, I don't know if you know this, but they just came out with a brand new podcast that's called Talking Sopranos.
Really?
So I started listening to that today. Mm-hmm. I am addicted. So it's the guy that played Christopher and the guy that played, his name just went right out of my head, the driver for Uncle Junior.
Bobby Bacala.
Yeah. So they're the host of the podcast and they are going to break down every single episode. So episode one of the podcast is all about episode one.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm already hooked. So it's also the worst because I was very confused about the ending.
As was most of America that were watching it live at the time. Yeah.
But now listening to the podcast, maybe they'll explain it.
Well, no, I mean, it's been discussed to death. I mean, the director has talked about it over and over and over again, that that's exactly the ending he wanted. And I mean, it's not a spoiler because, I mean, it's been off the air for a decade now, I think, if not longer. But so the episode, it's in the middle of the song, Don't Stop Believin'. And then just in the middle of nothing, the screen just boom, just cuts to black. And so it was always, okay, well, did Tony get shot? Because that ending scene where there's a lot of characters in the diner that kind of look like some of the other characters, his buddy that owned the sporting goods store. There's a character in there that kind of looks like him. You know, there's the guy with the nose sitting at the bar that kind of looks like a typical hitman. There's, all that kind of stuff. And he's always said, I'm not going to tell you one way or the other what it's supposed to be, because it's supposed to be open to the imagination. Like, that was just where I wanted to end it and how I wanted to end it.
Yeah.
And everybody hated it.
Listeners who are a fan of Sopranos, if you're just being introduced to it, definitely check out that podcast because I will be listening.
And yeah,
they have it, holler at me because I have it.
Well, yeah. And I mean, and honestly, that's one of those shows where, everybody that, talks about, the best dramas in TV history. I mean, I will put that up against almost damn near anything. I mean, in fact, that's usually my number one choice. I mean, from a story arc, character development, writing, I mean, you name a perspective about judging a TV show, they had it. And they had a lot of it.
Well, maybe I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to watch it again after listening to the podcast. Real quick, one thing that they brought up today on the very first episode of the podcast is that Adriana, mm-hmm. they actually show her as a hostess in a restaurant, and then all of a sudden she's Christopher's fiance or girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice that. So I'm like, oh, see, there's things down there that I should watch it again. Not right away, but I'll eventually watch it again and see what else I pick up that I missed.
There were things in, I think it was season 5, because I went through and watched it again too. And there were things in season 5 that, and it's not like me to forget stuff. So I don't know if I might have been drunk when I was watching them. Anything's possible. but there were things in season 5. Yeah, I know. There were things in season 5 that I forgot had happened. So I'm like, that was kind of cool. Or maybe I just noticed them for the first time. Who knows? But yeah, I mean, it is. It is hands down a great series. And then I know you're on True Blood now too.
Yes.
That's
I actually was watching it before.
I don't have HBO. I can't watch any of that.
I know, Cass. I'm going to give you my HBO stuff. we discussed that before and I haven't done it. What is your best and worst watch?
Dave.
Nice. You've been binging me?
No. It's a series. Have you ever heard of the rapper Little Dicky?
No.
No.
Jewish rapper. He's hilarious. Anyway, it's a sitcom that he does. And it's called Dave.
Okay.
And it's all about his kind of like his life, about being a Jewish kid who became a rapper. And it's really comical. There's a couple episodes that are super lame and some that we just absolutely laughed our asses off.
Awesome.
So it's one of those ones where you never know what you're going to get when you watch it. You know, either it's going to be so funny, you're cracking up the whole time, or you're going to be like, yeah, that one felt flat.
Was that?
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's on Hulu. It's called Dave, and it's about
I'm writing it down. I'm gonna check it out.
So it's kind of I felt the same way kind of about what's the show cartoon Solar Opposites, It's done by the people that do Rick and Morty, right. And it's only one season. It's like 8 episodes, and basically it's Rick and Morty but aliens and more swearing.
Rick and Morty just like they take it to the next level. This one wasn't. Yeah. So because they do. They even say it takes them a long time to write Rick and Morty because of the extent that they go into with it. And I absolutely love Rick and Morty. It's probably my favorite cartoon ever.
No,
and
really?
I know. I have Rick and Morty blankets. I've gone
and the finale was
Rick for Halloween.
The finale was just phenomenal. The season finale?
The one I just watched?
It just aired Sunday.
Yeah, the one with the clone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was great. I loved it. But
I've never watched an episode of Solar Opposites?
Didn't care for it. I couldn't get into that one. And then the other one we tried watching that I couldn't really get into was Space Force.
Haven't even turned that one on yet.
Steve Carell. I just started watching and we watched the first episode and I was just like, I laughed. Maybe I did a little chuckle maybe twice and that was about it.
See, it's really too bad Steph's not here because I mean, she went through it in a day and said she absolutely loved it.
So I need to watch another episode of it.
My brother-in-law said it was hilarious. I haven't turned it on yet either, but he thought it was the best.
Yeah, I love Steve Carell, so I was really surprised. I didn't care for it, but I'll try a second episode of it soon and see if
I usually have a rule of three when it comes to shows. Like I will give you three episodes to pull me in, and because if you can't pull me in three episodes, then you don't deserve my time.
Yep, I agree.
I usually give it at least 2 to 3 episodes before I'll this just sucks. So,
well, which is why, and honestly, that's one of the reasons why I like it when they drop an entire season at once, as opposed to some of the stuff that they put out week by week by week. Right. Just because, if new stuff comes out, I'll let the first 3 or 4 episodes drop before I go back and watch them. Because
we'll wait till if they do it one at a time, we'll wait till they do the whole thing. Right now, Billions, we're waiting for them to drop the entire season before we start watching the next season of Billions, which I absolutely love that show. But we're going to do a drunken confession.
Okay, then.
Thank you, Amy. I don't have a bell. I need to get a bell. Let's see my next Amazon purchase. First drunken confession of the night.
Well, I mean, you're allowed to go outside now, so you can go to the office supply store and buy a 39-cent cheesy motel bell.
I don't have bells at my shop at the bank that I can steal. So anyway,
I wouldn't use steel and bank
in the same sentence, right?
All in the same sentence. Doesn't sound good, does it? I feel like that's a bad idea.
That's okay. You might want to walk that one back a little bit.
All right. So anyway, I don't steal anyway. Is that better?
Okay, you're now on the FBI watch list.
Totally believable.
I don't have to worry. I don't touch money. I don't touch the money at the bank. So I don't do a drawer. I don't touch the money. So I'm good about that. All right. So we're good.
All right, so what's our drunken confession of the night? Yep.
Have you ever gone to a wedding, and not your own, but have you ever gone to the wedding where you have either slept with or had a relationship with either bride or the groom?
Yep.
Absolutely fucking no.
Dave has.
Yep.
Amy? Wow, Amy.
Fuck no.
Like, even if it came up, you wouldn't? Because you're pretty adamant about that.
No, because actually... funny story, this actually happened to Jeremy and I before we were married.
So people came to your wedding that slept with one of you guys?
No, we were invited to his ex's wedding. And by his ex, it was the ex that he had before he met me that was a very long, serious relationship. And his family always, when I first met his family, they always compared me to her.
Oh.
So it was already like
a little bit of a sore spot.
Yeah, and then she invited us to her wedding, and I was like, absolutely not. She just wants you to stand up and object, Jeremy. I'm like, that's the only reason why she's doing that. There's always an alternative motive, and so therefore, I would never, if somebody I had relations with got married, no, I'm not going to go either.
I did.
Yeah, I mean,
It was my husband was the best man in the wedding.
Well, yeah, that's.
And I had slept with the groom years ago. That's how I met my husband. Actually, I was dating his friend.
But wasn't that awkward and weird the entire time? Like,
no. The only time it got a little strange was when we went out to lunch or dinner. It was me, Tom, and the groom beforehand, and they were talking about the tux that they were going to order for the wedding. And Tom made a comment about me knowing both their inseams. Other than that, Tom said that at a restaurant. I'm like, gee, thanks, honey.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Other than that, no, it was I guess it's because with Jay and I, we never had anything more than just kind of like a 3 month fling, I guess you could call it.
Right.
There was never any really emotions in there or no connections. And as a matter of fact, it was funny because the whole time I was dating Jay, he kept saying, you know, you get along better with Tom. I'm like, you're weird. I'm dating you. So, Dave, you want to expound on your...
No, so it was the girl that I started dating when I first moved to D.C., and we were together for about a year, and then we broke up. And then just not too long before I moved out here, she got married and she invited me. And like we had stayed friends. I mean, her husband, her boyfriend all along knew, you know, that we had gone out and all that kind of crap. And we would crack jokes and shit. And so, yeah, she invited. Of course I went. Why not?
Yeah. I didn't have a choice. Thomas, his best I guess
man, maybe I just haven't been in that kind of like, I've been with Jeremy for so long. Like I was 20 when I met Jeremy.
Yeah.
That I haven't had that. Okay. He's an ex, but we still remain friends stage.
Gotcha.
So maybe that's why I feel a different kind of way.
Right. Jay's probably one of the only people I've ever stayed friends with, but we didn't tell his wife at the time. She had no idea that Jay and I ever.
Does she know now?
Because, well, they're divorced now, so it doesn't matter. I think this is wife number four.
The hits just keep on coming.
Wife number four. So it's just he's anyway. Love him to death. Love him to death.
Different color.
Yeah, he love him to death, but he was not cast material.
That's great.
La di da. Right, the stay at home order got lifted, and bars and restaurants get to open up on Monday. You rushing out to go?
No.
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 Nope. Let everybody else be the test dummies for that. Right.
We're going to let the wave go.
Yep. You know what? The first thing I really want to do now that all these orders have been lifted.
I want a pedicure.
No, I want to have a small barbecue in my backyard and play cornhole and play euchre and have a fire and feed people and just hang out with more than three people.
Apparently, you can have up to 100. That's the limit.
Well,
that's,
yeah. I don't have 100 people. I know I have you, Stephanie, and Cass.
Wait, Amy, just wait. Just get me drunk on a Zoom,
and you'll have the entire effing world there. It'll be great.
Because I've been told I have a tendency to invite people.
You do.
No, actually, I am. I'm looking forward to like inviting my family over here, and then having you guys over.
Also, we get to meet your family.
And by family, I mean my mom and my sisters and nieces and nephews, not the crazy people in the family.
They were the crazy people.
Not for the first meet.
Your family knows I love them, and I don't mean anything but funniness by that.
Yeah.
So next question.
I feel like the first gathering should just be in a big open field somewhere where we can all get together and just like scream for 10 minutes like that, just to get it all out. Like, bring a bottle of whiskey.
You don't do that right now.
You know
I come out to my backyard all the time and just scream. Usually
I was gonna say you could
dog.
But... You could do it in my backyard because we're going to be putting the house up for sale very shortly. So it doesn't matter if we piss our neighbors off at this point. Not to mention, my neighbors were out on the front lawn fighting two mornings ago at like 4:30 in the morning. They were in a yelling match.
Stay classy, San Diego. That's awesome.
So, and it's the second time that's happened. So,
good old Tom and Taylor. Good old Tom and Taylor.
Yeah, if people want to come like scream, I'm okay with that. All right. So, next question, Dave. We're going to ask you first.
Okay.
What's your best and worst purchase you've made during all this time?
So two items. Not the best and the worst, but it's two different items.
Okay, best, probably all the little shelves. Additional lighted shelves for my bar. Worst, all the shit to get all these retro gaming units put together and working, because it just keeps turning into more work.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Nice.
Amy?
My best is my new laptop. That is my best purchase. My worst? I really don't know a worst. I've kind of talked myself out of, like, everything that I purchased, like, on Amazon. I'm really happy I finally pulled the trigger and bought it. I don't think I've blew money away. So
yeah, like I haven't I haven't had any regret purchases, I don't think. Yeah.
No?
No. Not, I mean, like, yeah. Like I said, the gaming stuff just keeps creating more work for me, but I mean, even that's going to eventually be fun. I mean, that barrel strength bourbon, I've regretted once or twice, but that's.
But that's kind of the best, too, though, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Best and worst?
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. What about you, Cass? What's your best and worst?
Best, my laptop as well. I got a new laptop as well. So I'd have to say that's my best purchase. My worst would happen to be, so I wanted a new pair of yoga pants. And so I'm ordering off of Amazon because, you know, trying to go in the store. And I do the measurement thing. You know, I always go by measurements and I've had a lot of luck with them. And I don't know what the hell happened with these. I could probably give them to my 7-year-old granddaughter. They'd probably fit her because I'm like, these are stopping at the knee. So I have them sitting over there because I didn't want to bother sending them back. They weren't that much money, but that was probably the worst. I haven't done anything stupid in a while. Although I do wake up and the first thing I do, if I've been drinking, the first thing I do is check my Amazon, you know, orders, because I have
I got drunk and ordered me Baby Yoda and I totally forgot about it until like two days later. And I was like, oh yeah, I ordered Baby Yoda.
But that was exciting for you. You didn't mind that.
I was like, all right, that's a great drunk purchase.
Yes, it is. So let me see. I'm kind of perusing through here. And no, I haven't done anything really bad.
No, the last thing I ordered was I ordered our Drunken Confession hoodies that we designed.
Right.
So we got some gear coming to us.
I'm excited.
Hopefully it comes out exactly how we designed it and the sizes are good and everything. So we can actually start putting swag up on our website. That's our goal.
Right. I think the worst thing I ever purchased was a rowing machine off of Amazon one time when I was drunk. I thought it'd be great. I would say the chocolate fountain, but that one was on sale and I got it for like $25. So it's not a big deal. And I've used it once.
Didn't you name the rowing machine like
Lance?
Lance.
I said, I'm going to jump on Lance tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to jump on Lance. I don't think you ever jumped on Lance.
I think I did twice. And yeah, it didn't work because it just hurt my back. And I'm like, I'm not going to do something that hurts my back. You know, I don't think I'm doing this right. You know, so I did sell it. So got rid of that. Got an elliptical to replace Lance. And I point it right here because it's right next to me. Holding my towels.
It's a great clothes hanger. I'm quite sure, yeah.
Just my towels from when I get out of the shower. I hang it here for it to dry, and then I'll throw in the basket.
Oh, that's so funny.
So we haven't named this one yet. Maybe our listeners can help me come up with a good name. Because I named my car. I've named my motorcycle. I haven't named my bicycle yet. So I need a bicycle and my elliptical.
I feel like a bike should be Freddy. From Queen, because I want to ride my bicycle.
Oh, that's a good one. I should call it Freddy. All right. So I got Jasmine, Lucy, Freddy, and then elliptical I need a name for. Richard. Bob. So you're Richard Simmons. You know, exercise.
Oh, so I thought you were making a dick joke, and I was going to go, let's see, what makes you...
So did I. What? I was going to go with dick.
What makes you...
That's what she was meaning.
Why do you guys judge me like that? Why do you think I always go there?
It's not judging. We're educated on you.
Trying to think, what name...
It was an educated guess.
what name do I think of when I think of you, and I think of something that makes you put in a lot of effort but doesn't really go anywhere? What effort... What name? What? Anyway.
Oh my God.
The intentions are always there. The follow through. We did all so good.
That's great. Right.
So, on that note, let's do another drunken confession.
All right. Do you have any more?
Oh, of course I do.
Okay. What's the drunken confession, Cass?
What's the biggest red flag you saw in another person but ignored and decided to date them anyway?
Oh, I have a good one.
Oh, good. Is it tattooed with Jeremy?
No.
Oh.
Biggest red flag I had brought to me was multiple girls were telling me that my one really good male friend was physically abusive. And I didn't believe them. And then, because I was friends with him, not them. And then he did it to my very best friend. And I ignored the red flags, allowed my best friend to hook up with him, and it didn't turn out very well.
No, that doesn't sound like it did.
Yeah, no, so.
Okay, Dave?
So this gets into the first marriage that we haven't really got onto a lot. I think the biggest red flag
that talked about that a little earlier.
Yeah, the biggest red flag that I ignored was that after knowing each other online for only 2 weeks, she lived here in Michigan. I lived down in DC, and she called me from her car as she was in Ohio on her way to come meet me.
Is that like the stalker girlfriend?
Kind of, I should have realized she was a little crazy then. But yeah, no, I was dumb. I was dumb because she kind of looked a little like Belinda Carlisle, and you know how much I love the '80s. That was a thing.
I have no idea who that is. But
okay. Lead singer of the Go-Go's.
Lead singer of the Go-Go's.
And
oh, okay.
I was saying you still have no idea who that is.
No, I know who the Go-Go's is, but I can't tell you what they look like.
So gotcha.
No. Sorry.
Alrighty.
What about you, Cass?
Oh shit. Name it. Ooh. Every single guy I've ever dated is nothing but red flags, and I'm always like, oh, I think he's so good.
I can fix that.
Yeah, you know, he's probably got a good heart. Yeah, no, I can't think of anything like concrete. Because, like I said, I am not one to, like,
pay here you attention go.
To red flags.
Belinda Carlisle.
Oh. I was like, what happened to my computer?
Dave took over the screen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I would have to say every single guy I've dated has had just nothing but red flags, but I haven't really.
Including the one you married. Oh.
If you're wearing rose-colored glasses, all flags are red.
Right. And that's been me. So, and I really, the more I think about it, even though I'm the one that came up with the question, I still was just like, yeah, this guy, that, you know, it's too many to even count. So we're just going to go with, you know, yeah, I wear rose colored glasses and I don't know. That moves us back to our next question. You ready, Dave? All right,
so the best and worst habits you've picked up during COVID.
Ooh. I mean, I don't know that it's a habit that I've picked up. It's a habit that may have gotten amplified a bit.
Drinking?
That would be staying up late drinking with friends. Yeah, just because, I mean, there have been nights where it's gone till 3-4 o'clock in the morning and just oof, it just sleepies the next day.
But the money you're saving on Ubers has got to be great.
Oh, exactly. I don't even know. Like, dude, my bank account is like, what the hell is going on? Like, what I like, dude, like we're not paying Uber. We're not like, what happened? Did you get divorced from Uber and Lyft? What happened? Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, honestly, the best habit that I've probably picked up, I could say, is drinking more at home, just because I never do. Like, I think I can say without a doubt in my mind, I have drank more at home in the last 3 months than I have in the 10 years, and probably 20 years. the last 20 years. It's just not, you know, I mean, even with all this nonsense, it was only something when people were over and not even then all the time. Just cause I was always on the go either with the studios or events or some, you know, whatever. I was just hardly ever here to begin with. But yeah, no, it's, so, I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a cost saving measure if nothing else. And yeah, I've never had to make that. Yeah. Am I good enough to drive home? No, never had to make that decision. One of the better habits that I think I've picked up is I've been trying to be better about staying in touch with people and checking in on people. Cause I'm the first person to admit that by and large, I'm a shitty friend. Just because, I mean, I have the attention span of a squirrel that sees something shiny. And I get focused on whatever crisis is in front of me and I forget everything else to an exclusive.
In your defense, Dave, I think every human is capable of that. I know I have been a shitty friend to people at certain times because whatever is right in front of my face is what you deal with.
Yeah.
So I think everybody can say that we've all been shitty friends for one time or another.
I'm
a great friend.
Bullshit.
I'm a good friend.
No, so that's one of the things I've been trying to work on and get better at over the course of this nonsense, and hopefully that carries forward when all this dies away.
Awesome.
Am I allowed to have a bragging moment about being a good friend? I've considered myself a very good friend to people.
Well, there you go. You're allowed to have it. You can consider.
Okay, so that's one good quality. The one good quality. Look, I can't talk. The one good quality I have is I'm a really good friend.
I mean,
actually, I can't even argue that, Cash. You are a really good friend. So, at least to me. I don't know about any of your other friends, but you are a really good friend to me.
I'm always there for my friends. If they said anything, I would always drop everything for them. That's just how I am. So I consider that a good quality, and I'm not being a braggart or anything like that. That's actually one of my better qualities.
Cool.
So what's your best and worst habit that you picked up?
Drinking a lot more and eating out a lot more. And the best thing that's happened for this is drinking at home instead of drinking out and trying to find ways home and relying on other people or lifts and stuff like that too. So trying to sober up so I can drive home, you know, all that bullshit.
Right.
I'm glad I don't know about that. What about you, Amy?
The best habit I think I picked up is being more comfortable on video. And that's a small achievement for me. Like, now I want to Zoom with my friends. And even when I look like crap, I'm like, oh, well, I don't care. So that's good. The bad is staying up too late drinking. Like before, even when I was working, yeah, I could go out with you guys and we could drink. But I knew, okay, it's this time I got to work. But see, like last night, no, I stayed up way past my bedtime last night.
Wow.
Drinking on Zoom with Dave and Stephanie. And I was like, okay, I really have to go lay down. Bye, guys.
Not me. I knew I had to work. So I'm like, nope, going to be good. No, I don't work tomorrow. So tonight's my
night. I knew I had to work this morning, but I was enjoying myself. Like, we had good conversation going.
Let's hope for that tonight, too, because I don't have to work in the morning.
Works for me.
All right.
I have to work, but we all know how I feel about that. So
we're going to end up with one last drunken confession for tonight before we wrap things up. All right. So what is the biggest guilty pleasure you've taken during all this time, the stay at home? Your guilty pleasure. Whether it's porn or not to like help you or anything, but you guys all look like you're really thinking hard. So.
Because there's a couple
get into some like tentacle porn or something like that.
Guilty pleasure.
I don't know. Not judging. Just saying.
Well, honestly, drinking would go underneath that, but I need to come up with something different. Guilty pleasure.
Mine's staying up late and Zooming. I love it.
Yeah.
I love meeting we've met new people and we've strengthened friendships with people we've already met.
See, but when I think of guilty pleasure though, I think of something that you wouldn't necessarily tell other people about. Like
decadent.
not even that. But like,
it's like great,
like I always say, like my so, and not even it's, it. It really doesn't apply to me because I talk about it with everybody. But like, my guilty pleasure is like 80s bubblegum pop. Like, dude, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, yet. I mean, like that. I mean, everybody knows that about me now. But for like the longest time, that was something like I didn't talk about because it was like, dude, you gay. But no, it's like, so like me. I don't even know. Like, but yeah, but I mean, I guess, yeah, I, like there's that. I guess maybe just guilty pleasure. Like, yeah, just staying up late and drinking and having a great time and not having to give a shit about how much I'm drinking. Cause the worst I have to do is stagger over to the couch that's right there. Worst case scenario. And so, yeah.
That is nice.
I mean, that's my answer too. I know I already said that that was my bad habit, but that is also,
you enjoy it.
That's my guilty pleasure. I don't want to go back to work because I want the ability to stagger over to that couch whenever I need to pass out.
Right.
I was really hoping someone would have tentacle porn on theirs, but
look, for one.
I mean, sorry,
you're talking to me.
I mean, I can drag Remy in here. He might go. I don't know. I mean, of any of us, he probably.
We can drag him in after we wrap.
Yeah.
And we can drag him in there, and then I can ask everyone those questions.
I say, I mean, you know, Lauren's really into hentai and anime. I mean, she's all about Sailor Moon. She might be into, I don't judge.
Hey, why not? Why not? More power to you. All right. So on that note, we're going to wrap it up.
Yep.
Cool.
So, Tess, do you have tonight's cheers?
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
All right.
She says like she's so never said no before.
Before we leave you tonight, before we leave you tonight, thank you guys for tuning in. We will be back next Wednesday, same time, same site, for another episode of Drunken Confessions. Next week is actually Jeremy and I's anniversary edition because it is our 3-year wedding anniversary next Wednesday.
Aw.
Sweet.
Yeah. And then, of course, if you're bored on Friday, Cass and I will be doing our live version of The Hangover. And we have some
announcements to make Friday.
Yes, we do. So stay tuned. And Cass, on that note, raise your glass and what's the cheers?
Or your can.
Or all right.
Yeah, Cass, raise your cans.
Raising my cans. Anyway, I think I threw out my back. All right. So here's to the men who love me terribly. May they soon improve. Wait for it. It'll hit you. Just wait for it. It was a sleeper, but hey, it worked, right?
And hey, for what it's worth, I've kind of made this note on all the shows that I've been on. I would be remiss if I didn't say, hey, it's kind of overplayed, but hey, thoughts and prayers, best thoughts, everybody being affected by whether it's COVID or all of the chaos that's got the entire world in flames right about now. Stay safe. Do what you got to do, but keep your shit together and stay safe. Yes, things matter.
And Drunken Confessions 100% says Black Lives Matter.
Cheers.
And on that note, we'll catch you guys Friday.
Love you. Bye.